In the quiet corners of Bornholm Island, a 17-year-old mystery hangs like a specter. Police Sergeant Christian Habersaat ends his life during his own retirement party, consumed by an unsolved case that destroyed his career, his marriage, and ultimately his will to live. His obsession? The death of a young woman named Alberte Goldschmidt, found hanging from a tree after an apparent hit-and-run in 1997. When his son Bjarke is found dead shortly after, another apparent suicide, the case lands on the desk of Copenhagen's Cold Case Division, Department Q. What Detective Carl Myrick and his assistants Assad and Rose discover is far more sinister than a simple traffic accident. The hanging girl's death connects to a charismatic cult leader, unrequited love, and the devastating power of secrets kept for decades. As the team unravels the threads of this cold case, they find themselves racing against time to prevent more deaths at the hands of those who kill in the name of devotion. Across the water on Sweden's Åland Island stands the Nature Absorption Academy, a white spiritual retreat with pyramid roofs and enormous windows. While it presents itself as a center for enlightenment through Buddhism, Hinduism, and ancient sun worship, sinister manipulation lurks beneath. The center's leader, Atu Abanchamash Dumuzi, tall, handsome, with ash-blonde hair and a dimpled chin, uses his charisma to draw followers who surrender everything to his teachings. However, it's his right hand, Pirjo, who harbors the darkest secrets. Her devotion to Atu is absolute, despite remaining his vestal rather than lover, an unrequited desire twisted into deadly obsession. When Wanda Finn arrives after becoming infatuated with Atu during a London encounter, Pirjo takes her to a remote cliff and murders her with a garden spade. Later, when Wanda's friend Shirley comes searching, Pirjo imprisons her in a purification room without food or water. The Academy doesn't just break spirits, it takes lives. As Department Q investigates, the parallels between the mysterious Frank from Bornholm and Atu become undeniable. Both share identical physical traits and obsessions with sun cults and ancient religions. Interviews reveal Frank performed spoon-bending tricks, called himself Uri Geller II, and stole a sunstone from an archaeological dig. The breakthrough comes from Professor Johannes Tausen, who recalls Frank's philosophy. If you want to worship everything divine at once, you must recognize that the sun gives us life and nature gives us bread. Clearly the foundation for Atu's later teachings. Meanwhile, June Habersaat remains suspiciously evasive about her affair during marriage, possibly with Frank, and her son Bjarke's connection to the same man at a Bronze Age settlement. The web of relationships spans decades and islands. When Carl boldly displays Frank's photo during a televised press conference, Pirjo at the Nature Absorption Academy recognizes Atu in the photograph, realizing their carefully constructed world is unraveling. Carl and Assad track Atu to the Nature Absorption Academy, finding him proposing to a pregnant Pirjo. She knocks them unconscious and creates a death trap using non-insulated cable that will become lethal when the sun rises. As Pirjo begins miscarrying, she confesses to multiple murders, including Alberte's. When Atu arrives, she mentions burning his VW's peace sign after finding blood on it. Atu appears genuinely shocked. He claims he never killed Alberte. As the academy catches fire, Atu flees. Despite injuries, Carl and Assad pursue him to Bornholm, suspecting he'll target someone who knows his secrets. They find June Habersaat hiding at Hammershus Fortress. In a stunning revelation, June confesses she killed Alberte, not Bjarke or Frank/Atu. Consumed by jealousy after Frank left her, June forged his handwriting to lure Alberte, borrowed Bjarke's snowplow, and deliberately ran her down. Her sister-in-law witnessed it and blackmailed her for years. Bjarke discovered his mother's crime, but kept it from his father, creating the rift that led to both their suicides. When told she faces life imprisonment, June quotes Joni Mitchell before leaping to her death, landing exactly as Alberte had 17 years earlier. The Hanging Girl portrays violence as cyclical and generational. June's murder of Alberte triggers a devastating chain reaction. Her son's suicide, her ex-husband's death, and finally her own demise mirroring Alberte's. This symmetry powerfully illustrates how violence eventually comes full circle. Pierjo's story shows how childhood trauma breeds adult violence. Neglected by parents who favored her sisters and regularly beaten, she transformed from victim to perpetrator. Killing her sister's kitten before running away marked her first step in this transformation. The investigators carry their own scars, too. Carl bears physical and emotional wounds from the shooting that killed his colleague, while Assad's ability to withstand torture hints at a traumatic past. These barriers affect their relationships and investigative approaches. The novel demonstrates how obsession, Habersaat's fixation on Alberte's case, Pierjo's pathological devotion to Atu, or June's jealousy destroys those who cannot escape it. The weathered love note found 17 years too late symbolizes how small moments can have devastating, uncontrollable consequences. The Hanging Girl explores humanity's search for control and meaning. Christian Habersaat believes his investigation will reveal the truth, yet misses what's happening in his own family. June thinks her crime is perfectly concealed. Pierjo believes she can eliminate all threats. Even Atu, who masterfully manipulates others, flees when confronted with the consequences of Pierjo's actions. The Nature Absorption Academy represents one path to meaning, creating a spiritual framework to explain existence. Habersaat's obsessive investigation represents another, the belief that truth and justice provide meaning against senseless tragedy. For Department Q, meaning comes through solving cold cases and bringing closure. Yet, the novel suggests meaning remains elusive, that human actions are driven by complex, often unconscious motivations that resist simple explanations. The Hanging Girl captivates not just through its mystery, but through its insight into human nature. We all carry weights, secrets, obsessions, desires that unconsciously shape our actions. Christian Habersaat was crushed by his obsession with Alberte's case. June's guilt destroyed her family. Pierjo's desperate love for Atu transformed her into a killer. The novel challenges us to examine what weights we carry and how they distort our reality. Are we like the Nature Absorption Academy members, building elaborate belief systems to justify desires? Are we, like Habersaat, so fixated on one truth that we miss the whole picture? Or, like June, harboring secrets that poison everything around us? Though the case concludes, the resolution offers little comfort. Lives were destroyed by obsession, jealousy, and our human tendency to create meaning that serves our needs rather than revealing truth. Like Alberte and June hanging from their trees, we're left suspended between satisfaction at the mystery solution and discomfort at the dark human impulses it reveals, a reminder that the most dangerous shadows often lie within.